Okay, so I would also like to start by saying that my presentation is also not about health information technology. My presentation is more about how can you use a 3-day course to help staff at community-based organizations or FQHCs understand data, and how much impact could a 3-day course have on the way that they operate and the success that they have in doing particularly community needs assessments. So I also would like to acknowledge the rest of my evaluation team on this slide, which is Ian Hill, Embry Howell, and Ariel Klein, and the California Endowment for funding this project. And I also have no financial relationships to disclose. Okay, so what's the problem? Community needs assessments are a really important tool that a lot of community-based organizations use to understand how they can better serve their communities. A lot of these organizations will use this to identify their goals for the next year and how they want to proceed in terms of what their action areas will be. However, a lot of community-based organizations are under-resourced, and some don't have the resources to hire someone who really has a lot of knowledge about data. So they may not have a full-time researcher or evaluator on staff. So the people who are conducting community needs assessments sometimes don't understand how to get data or how to interpret data, and they really need to be able to understand that in order to do that effectively. So the proposed solution to this problem was the Data and Democracy 2 project. And this was a certificate course that was funded by the California Endowment, and it was implemented by UCLA. They have a team called the Health Data Team. And they had three trainers who came and gave a 3-day program to select, we're also going to call them trainers because these people who came in from the organizations eventually went on to teach the course material that they learned there. So people from these community-based organizations, 1 to 2 representatives came. They had this 3-day course. It was conducted over a 2-week period. And let me tell you a little bit more about the course. The course was designed primarily around this idea of community needs assessment and how to do it more effectively. But most of the course material was around how to interpret data, how to find the data that you need, and how to communicate it more effectively to other audiences, and also how to sort of focus your research question. So the objectives of the course were really to teach people these things about data. Also, I'd just like to note, even though it's not a big part of the presentation, that an impetus of this project was the California Health Interview Survey, which is a great database that California has that they thought that maybe it was being sort of underutilized. So they wanted to make sure that all of the organizations in California that could potentially use this data source were aware of it. Okay, so the model that they chose to use was the train-the-trainer model. And what this model was, as I said before, 1 to 2 representatives from different community-based organizations came and took this course with UCLA. Those trainers were then tasked with sharing the information that they learned with their communities. And they were given a small stipend, I think it was about $100, and they were asked to complete at least one community workshop within 6 weeks following the course completion. So the idea behind that is that, first of all, it helps to get the information to more people, and secondly, it helps the trainers to understand the information better because they have to teach it. So the Urban Institute and my evaluation team was invited by the California Endowment to evaluate this program. And this is how we evaluated it. We started with observations. We attended the certificate course, or at least we attended one of them. All of our evaluations were very focused on the LA region, but they did do this in other regions. We attended 2 workshops that trainers put on, and we attended the regional convening, which was sort of a networking event that they had planned. so that trainers would be able to engage with each other and sort of just keep this information on the forefront of their minds. We also did two electronic surveys. The first, this is actually a typo. The first was in October 2008, which was about 3 to 4 months after the initial training. It was about 6 weeks after their community workshops that the trainers had delivered to participants. And the second was about a year after the initial course. And the reason that we did two was we wanted to collect information about trainer and participant sort of initial observations about the course and whether they thought that it was helpful and engaging. We also wanted to know sort of more long term, did they incorporate anything that they learned into their day-to-day operations? And then as a follow-up to that June 2009 survey, we also did some case studies with a few organizations that we thought were doing a particularly good job so that we could learn more about how this course could be more effective. Okay, so I'm just going to share a little bit of what we learned from the surveys. There is a lot more information online, so if you're interested, you should see the Urban Institute website, and you can look for the Data and Democracy Project, or you can also look for my name, which is Ashley Palmer, and this is under one of my publications. But this is from the Wave 2 survey, so this is a year after these people had been trained by the Data and Democracy course, and we just wanted to get their perceptions of how valuable the course was. And as you can see, the trainers found the course, even a year afterwards, to be extremely valuable. 70% of the trainers said that it was extremely valuable to their work, and about 30% said somewhat valuable. Participants were a little bit more variable. So a lot of our recommendations sort of, I don't know if you can see me point, but a lot of our recommendations sort of revolved around trying to get more of those participants into the extremely valuable or somewhat valuable groups. This is also from the Wave 2 survey. We just asked, how much impact did this course have on the way that you did community needs assessments? And as you can see, half of the trainers said, I have done a community needs assessment, and this course material was extremely valuable, and we used it. Participants were a little bit less optimistic. The participants are the people who were trained by the trainers. So there's sort of a second wave. And also, almost another 30% said that, well, we haven't done a community needs assessment yet, but when we do, we think that this course, the things that we learned in the course are going to be very valuable. If you look at the top where it says my approach has not changed, you see that participants, again, were less likely to be impacted by the course. When we asked what other uses did you have for the course, a lot of this information is pertinent to operations beyond just the community needs assessment. I mean, data can be important to other research projects. It can be important to demonstrating your value as an organization and advocating for your organization, getting more funding for your organization. So we wanted to ask about other uses of the course. As you can see, these are trainers only. Most of the trainers said that it was great for their professional development or for their leadership development. And this group down here, Build My Organization's Research or Data Skills, only 30% took more of sort of an organizational view of the course. And we think that those 30% were very successful, and we'd like to increase that number. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about two of the case studies, because I think that this was particularly enlightening for me. One case study, we went to an organization that provides preventive health services in Los Angeles. This organization had started out providing medical services, and then they had decided just to provide preventive services, and they had the most foresight, I think, of any group that we talked to regarding how the workshop was going to benefit them, because they really realized that their services had value, but that they weren't quantifying that value well, and that if they wanted to keep operating and get good funding, that they really needed to be able to quantify the value that they were providing to the community. So they sent someone to this workshop, and she came back and she described just having great clarity about the use of data after her 3 days with this workshop. And she really seemed to understand how the use of data could help the organization. And she implemented a lot of different projects using this information. And so she did her workshop, but then she also held sort of more informal meetings with staff and tried to help them with individual projects and tried to help them understand how data would be impactful to their projects and useful to them. So she really took on a new role within the organization as a result of the course. And she noted that one thing that the course was particularly good at was providing accountability. And part of that was providing a stipend for her to come take the course. Because when you're getting paid to do something, you feel more obligated to do it well. But also, they provided a lot of online resources and this regional convening that allowed her to talk with other people who were doing the same thing. So that was really a strength of the course. This course definitely had an impact on this organization, and they were able to sort of talk about specific initiatives that they started to put in place because of the course. One thing that came up here that didn't come up necessarily in other organizations that I thought was interesting was that they actually started to improve the way that they were collecting their own data. Rather than just improve the way that they're using other people's data, they realized, you know, they had social workers coming out and working with individuals and asking them questions about their medications and their health status and this type of thing. And they realized that the answers that they were getting weren't always consistent with what they were trying to ask. So, for example, I'm trying to remember the example that they gave me, but there are specific heart medications, I guess, that you can get by without taking every day. So the person might ask, like, are you on heart medication? And the person might respond that they aren't on heart medication, but the truth of the matter is they're just not taking their medications. But they are prescribed them. So that's information that they'd want to have that they realized that they weren't getting. And that was one area where they were able to improve. And they also found that, you know, this framework was just valuable in a number of areas. The constraints that they noted that were noted a number of times and across a number of organizations were mostly just resources. They didn't have necessarily the staff time to put into this project that they really wanted, and they really noted that that this course seemed to inspire them and got them thinking in new and different ways, but they didn't always have the ability to do everything they wanted to do because they got pulled back into the sort of day-to-day constraints and obligations of their positions. Another constraint was that education seemed to be a factor in how well participants understood this material. And that was something that came up in the surveys also. We found that people who had at least a bachelor's degree seemed to do the best with this course material. So our second case study was a nonprofit agency. And this was very different from the first in that the person who went as a trainer was very well trained to work with data. She didn't really need to know how to work with data better, but what she needed to know was how to apply her skills to the nonprofit agency setting. She was pretty new to the organization. This was a rare case where they were able to hire a full-time evaluator, and she really needed to know what the needs of the organization was and how to work with the individuals in her organization who were generally tasked with putting together a community needs assessment. So this really strengthened her role within the organization, helped her understand how to work with the other individuals in her organization. And participants noted that as they worked with this trainer on a day-to-day a day-to-day basis, really. She was really a live-in resource for them to learn this material, that they developed more focused questions over time, that they were able to locate data more easily. The whole process became less frustrating to them. And everybody from the supervisors to the participants to the trainer noted that the community needs assessment that year was much stronger than it had been in the past. The constraints were a variant on the same sort of lack of time constraint, but they really noted that they had a lot of desire to keep learning more about statistics. They really felt that this was valuable information for them, and that they just, the trainer noted that she really just wanted more time to customize the material to that organization a little bit better. So my conclusions, or our conclusions, were that the certificate course was very high quality. Trainers seemed very engaged. There was a wide variety of ways that they tried to convey the material, from presentations, lectures, but also homework, and just trying to make things more sort of applicable and real world. But the community workshops were more variable because the trainers themselves varied in terms of what they expected the material to do for the organization. Also, they had different amounts of time to devote. They had different levels of skill in terms of presenting information to other people. So the community workshops were more variable in terms of their quality. So the trainers benefited the most from the course, which we would expect because they really spent the most time with the material. And in order to increase the cost effectiveness of this model, we thought that it would be best to just consider who's going to the course and how they might be able to use the information, and make sure that people who attend the course actually think a little bit more about their organizational objectives instead of just thinking about their own professional development. I'm gonna kind of try to fly through this because I know we're running a little low on time, but if you have questions at the end, just let me know. Okay, and we've kind of gone over some of these recommendations, just to be more targeted to the right kind of trainers. Also to get the supervisors to buy in a little bit more, because if the supervisors are more likely to see it as sort of something that can impact the organization than the trainers themselves, who are probably thinking more about their own professional development. And that the trainers just really should put more time in up front into thinking about how to convey the information to the rest of their to the rest of their organization. So that's my presentation. Do you have any questions?
The community workshops, was that really with the community or was that within the organization?
So the idea was that they would go out and share with the community, but in practice it ended up being more that they went back to their organizations and they held meetings with their organizations. Any other questions? Thank you.